What a wonderful, wonderful day that God's given us and a wonderful time of year. Let's all go to the Lord in prayer. You want to stand, please? We're going to go ahead and ask if anybody has any prayer requests. I'll keep. Yes, Miss Lori. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Goodness, yes. We'll definitely keep her in our prayers. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer request? Anyone on the left? Praise God. Okay. I was watching that real close too. Also, I've got a couple of names I want to mention. The Waters family, Miss Carolyn Waters, she was the owner of our company, her and her husband, and she passed night before last, and I talked to her daughter, now her husband, are running over our company, and it's, you know, of course, not only this time of year, but she's elderly, she's 92. She wasn't really showing a lot of signs that it was, they weren't expecting. One of those that they knew that it's a possibility, but it's something they weren't expecting. So it's the Waters family. And also my youngest brother, Kenny, he called today. Actually, I thought something had happened because his voice was so broken and all. But he's got that sinus and throat stuff so bad, he couldn't hardly talk. And he was telling me he couldn't come tomorrow and asking. And I tried to coach him into going somewhere. I said, if you didn't come get me, I'll take you somewhere. Because he's had it now for about 10 days. And it's getting worse. So I just ask the Lord just to touch him. And then for all the families, that, you know, here at the holidays, and I know there's a lot of things going on. But there are a lot of prayer requests, but those are the two spoken that I had Alan on my mind too. And just want to give God all the glory. Anyone else? I don't want to miss any at all prayer requests. Miss Elaine? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Apparently that was yesterday. That was yesterday too. One that got, yes, he did finally. They never got to bring it. This was very hard. I think the family finally blessed and talked tonight. The family had to. I know. So, yes, right here at it. So, I say this all the time that we're thankful no matter what. And as I said with Jesus, we can be thankful in all seasons, but knowing where we are today and the opportunity we have to be here, but to lift up those that are in need and those that are suffering. And this sickness that's going around, I know there's multiple people I know that are sick right now. Any others? I don't want to miss any. Let's all just go to the Lord this evening. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, God, we just love you. Lord, we just praise you, Lord. We just come to you, dear Lord, humbly. And dear Lord, just want to lift you up. We want to honor you. We want to praise you. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and in your mighty name. Dear Lord, as we come together, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord tonight, dear Lord. Even though we're few in numbers, dear Lord, but we know how great you are, dear Lord, that we're all together and we know that you're in our presence. Lord, we call on you now, dear Lord, for this season, this holiday season. We're thankful for each and every one that's here tonight and each and every one that's not able to be with us. Lord, I want to lift those up that's traveling, those that are vacation. Those that are at home thrashing around trying to get ready for the festivities tomorrow. Dear Lord, may we all be thankful, but not thankful without realizing what we're thankful for, and that's you, Jesus. And we love you, and we thank you for your salvation. We thank you for that precious blood that you shed for each and every one of us. But dear Lord, all these that have phone calls that have come in, Lord, all these names that were mentioned and those unspoken prayer requests, dear Lord, we do continue, dear Lord, just to give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen, amen. I just want to, and I know I sing it a lot. It's Victory in Jesus. Give Miss Penny a chance to get tuned up. And I know we sing it a lot, but I can use this song in my heart in so many different situations. And we know that even through the struggles that we go through, even though the weights, and as we ask for prayer requests for our children, our grandchildren, those that have lost a loved one, but there is still, and will always be, if we put Jesus first and let Him be the Lord of our life, that's victory in Jesus. Let's all sing it. I need y'all to lift up and just sing to the Lord tonight. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Amen. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Amen. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. I just want to hit on a few of the announcements that we have. I know most of the people in here know. I want to mention again about our community service on the 11th at 6 p.m. that Sunday night. Let's all continue to invite folks and to make plans for that service that evening. It's a wonderful time. It's going to be Shop with a Cop, the love offering that will be taken that night. And we also want to remind y'all on December 3rd, that's quick, that's it. 2 weeks, okay. December 3rd, we're going to be doing Christmas caroling that morning at 9:45, and I know most people I see in here have participated, but I want y'all to make plans on that. And then December 11th is the Amazing Grace Christmas Banquet. That's also, it's right after the AM service. Wonderful thing to do, too. And on the 10th is the Ladies' Ida Bell service. So just continue, and also just start marking your calendars. It's Sunday, December 18th, is the Christmas play. Is that going to be in the morning? It's going to be in the morning. All right, thank you. Any other announcements or anything that needs to be brought forth to kind of remind each other? I do want to take a minute. I don't know if Miss Elaine wants to say something later, so I'm not going to steal her thunder, but it's always such an honor to represent our church and our church family as we go over and take the shoeboxes. And it's really special. In the church we went to, the lady that was heading it up, they take time. They keep what you bring in separate. You have to put your check with it and all the little finalities, which is not important. But she actually looked at us and she said, can we pray over these, or however she worded it. And it's just really neat that they know that through God it's all through love and it's for Him. So praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up the offering. Amen. As we just worship the Lord. Brother Jim, if you've got one, do you want to go ahead and one of you? Sister Karen, do you feel like singing tonight? Would you like to do a song? I'm not putting you on the spot, I know. Okay, well, that's great. We're going to praise the Lord. Everyone wants to come first.
Hey, Brother Tom, check that button on the Bluetooth. I think it went off. There we go. Got my sound. All right.
Full of fear. foolish pride. He swept away the things that made me blind, and then I saw the clouds were silver lined, and now I understand was best for me. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see. The glory of himself revealed to me. I did not know that he had wounded hands. I saw the blood he spilled upon the sand. I saw the marks of shame and wept and cried. He was my substitute. For me he died. And now I'm glad he came so tenderly and washed my eyes with tears that I might see. And washed my eyes with tears that I might see.
I'm so glad to be here tonight. I'm feeling better. Thank you for your prayers. I felt them. I am congested, though, so if I have to stop and cough, just keep singing. Oh, can you put up thanks? Thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks. I thank you, Lord, for the strength you give to simply carry on through life's toils and tests, and the worst and best, I'm not ever left alone. You are always right beside me. You hear me every time I pray. And since I first began, you've been my dearest friend, and I give you all the praise. And I just wanna say thanks, thanks, I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed, my soul has found rest, oh Lord, I give you thanks. I give you thanks this moment, and I will continually, For each day I live, the grace you give, and I'm blessed abundantly. I can't forget that moment when in my life you made a change. And since the Spirit came, I've not been the same. I just want to give you thanks. And I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you have done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. And I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks.
A lot to be thankful for, isn't that the truth? As the world looks upon me as I struggle alone, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me. There's a roof up above me. I've got a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy. These clothes, they're not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. And to me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me and a good place to sleep. There's food on my table, shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. And you gave me a good wife. I just thought I'd put that in. Maybe omitting the service, but then with our young people downstairs, and I just kind of look forward to this. This is part of our Thanksgiving. That Thanksgiving is about family, and y'all are our family, so I look forward to this time that we get together and testify, talk of God's goodness and His blessings, sing a few songs, pray a prayer, and to believe it or not, there's a lot of people counting on us to pray for them tonight. with a lot of requests that we got on the text blast, and then people calling too. So even though they can't be here, they wanted us to make sure that we prayed for them, and thank God that we did, and we're just going to pray God's protection. But tonight, I'm not going to preach. I'm going to read maybe just a little bit of scripture, and then we're going to give you an opportunity to share what Thanksgiving means to you. I know Karen probably, I know she remembers it, and I think about it every single Thanksgiving. And I'm going to give you that tease, and then I'm going to tell you about it in just a little bit. I'm going to get her to help me tell you about it, because to me that just, I don't know, that just embodies the whole thing about Thanksgiving. And believe it or not, the woke people now, it was not enough for them to attack Christmas and try to do away with all of the things about Christianity. Now they're attacking Thanksgiving. They're wanting to change the name of Thanksgiving. And you know, talking about the way it came about, and they came over and got the new country and took it from the indigenous people and things like that. So how could you call that Thanksgiving? But it looks like to me they could get something else on their mind instead of attacking the holidays. Ever how people want to enjoy it. You know, Thanksgiving to me is about family, and it's about giving thanks unto the Lord and for all that he's done. And certainly if you're a Christian, you're going to do that each and every day anyway, but Thanksgiving is a lot about getting your family together and just glorifying and praising God. So I was looking forward to tonight to be with y'all. In Psalms 118, there's a couple of three Psalms that start off with this. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." You know, it says nothing in there about I'm not trying to be offensive or anything. It says nothing in there about money or jobs or health or any of those things, which we are very thankful for. Don't get me wrong. That song sums it up pretty good. I'm thankful for the food on my table, shoes on my feet, thankful for my family and all of that. But here the psalmist says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. You know, just because he is good gives us a strong enough reason that we need to thank him every day of our life, especially on Thanksgiving. Because his mercy endureth forever. It says, let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. And that in itself is plenty enough to give the Lord thanks for. And I do praise him, and I love him, and I love the Thanksgiving season. I love the time to get together. And you know, really the common person, if you was to take a poll or a survey and ask them, what is Thanksgiving to you? And most of the time it's going to be food. And food is a big part of it. But to me, more importantly than the food is just the thankfulness of it and having your family and your church folks together and just worshiping and praising God. And by the way, wasn't last Sunday night, wasn't that beautiful? Wasn't that wonderful? I mean, the food was great. The fellowship was, there was such a, I don't know, just a sweet, sweet spirit out there. And you know, that's what it's all about, is being there with one another and just fellowshipping. So we'll give you an opportunity, and I guess we'll start with the tease, because many, many years ago, and I'm not going to say, how long you been teaching, Karen? Oh, my Lord Jesus, 21st year. I was thinking 10 or 12, 21st year. I don't know. You can help me out. I don't know which time, when it was you was teaching, but you had your students and you was letting them tell you what they was thankful for. And there was the one little boy who every morning he got the cheese grits at school. And out of all the things, when it came his turn, he said, "I'm thankful for cheese grits." And that has, Brother Chris, that hit me. When she first told me that, I wanted to go find that little boy and just hug him and buy him a basket full of cheese grits. But in his condition, maybe that was a treat to him. You know, we take for granted we're going to have food on our table sometimes and food in the refrigerator, and sometimes we look and still can't find nothing to eat. But the little boy was so, he didn't say nothing about a bicycle. He didn't say nothing about clothes or anything. He said, "I'm thankful for cheese grits." So every Thanksgiving, I think about that. Lord, you know what? I got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Of course, cheese grits are good, but I got a lot of other things to be thankful for. Somebody else share with us. And this is, we're not live streaming and all tonight, but just feel comfortable to speak your heart and what is Thanksgiving. And you might want to add maybe, we talk about the Christmas to remember. Maybe you want to add a Thanksgiving to remember. I'll y'all will have to stand up and say, because I'll just keep running off at the mouth. Because at the age I am now, I have all these memories. And I remember, and I think I said something about this, Mama Otter getting up on Thanksgiving morning and start cooking. And she would just be in the spirit. She'd be singing, had that apron on, and just glorifying and praising the Lord. And just, you know, it was like it was a blessing to her to be able to prepare. And she prepared a feast, too. Back then, all the aunts and uncles were alive, and the grandchildren, the cousins and all, and it was a big crowd there. And I miss that tremendously now. But it was a wonderful time. And then her and Papa just loved having the family. They always wanted to bring the guitar after everybody to eat. Now, the way we ate, we would eat, and then we'd sit and talk a while, and then we'd get up and stretch a little bit, and then we'd go back to the dessert table, and that's when we'd eat, and they'd make a big pot. The Baileys loved coffee. They'd make a big pot of coffee, and then they'd sit and eat the desserts and all, because they couldn't eat it from the first sitting, and then we'd get the guitar out, and everybody'd start singing, and Pop and Mama just loved that. So I always remember those times around Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving to me is a time of reflection, time of truly being thankful for the goodness of God. Truly, it wouldn't hurt me if we celebrated it every day of the year. Anybody else? You want to put a little more story into the little cheese grits, or did I pretty much cover it? I just didn't realize it had been that long ago, but I honestly, every Thanksgiving, I think about that. Especially when you sit down to a table full of food and you think about that little boy. And I never saw him, you just described him, but I can see him. My imagination really tearing into those cheese bits and being thankful. Because he probably hadn't had any breakfast. Aren't we blessed? Hope and pray that things got better for you. Yep. Cheese grits. It's that, boy, that gets, you know, out of all these things we have and all like that, and the little boy just, I hope I'll take that to my grave, remembering every Thanksgiving. One little boy. Thankful. Thankful. Somebody else? Well, and that, and, you know, the way I eat cheese grits is some of Lynn's fish. So we have to have the fish, too. We got to have the fish. And then a salad's going to have to go. I'm thankful for cheese grits, but I'm thankful for the fixings, too. That's one good thing about Pentecostal folks. We love food. Sister Brenda. Right. Praise God. And you were so instrumental, too, in getting a lot of your family to it. My Lord, that's a big family. So, yeah, that God really used. Of course, now, what's your nickname? What did they give you the nickname? No, the church lady. The church lady. How wonderful is that to have a nickname like the church lady? Oh, yeah. And you know what? God really spoke to me about that big brick, too, and I shared with you. So I really believe God used that. Got something really big in store for you. Man. Somebody else, tell us about a favorite Thanksgiving or what Thanksgiving means to you or praise testimony. God knows, and we pray. Oh, on the dinner? Well, it did seem more practical after I thought about it. You know, I don't know why we didn't have this Wednesday. There was something. Oh, we were out of town. But yeah, we were out of town. Well, y'all could eat, but then I happened to think. I said, well, you know what? Sunday might be better because I'd have more time to fix because a lot of people work and have to run in and get ready. I think the Sunday thing would be good. We'll discuss that with the pastor next year and see if that works. He's liable to be out of town again. Oh. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. A lot of smiling faces. You touched on something about holidays. Holidays sometimes are stressful and chaotic and having to do a lot of things, you know. And I know that my grandmother, I know that it was a chore, basically, for her to get up and start cooking. I mean, and it wasn't the canned stuff. It was the cooking, you know, where you start from scratch and all that stuff. Basically what she was doing was making memories. He's making memories that are still here and here, even after all these years that they've been gone. And I think that's one reason she enjoyed it so much. And a lot of times, you know, when everybody sat down to eat, Mom, how are you going to eat? Oh, I'll eat something a little bit. But what she had done, she had tested everything. She said, oh, I eat, so you know what? So she wasn't real hungry then because she'd taste the dressing and taste the dumplings and the chicken and all that stuff. I mean, she had a spread too. And a lot of times the aunts would, let me help you fix something. No, y'all go on, I'll get it. Finally, they did start bringing in a few little bowls and things like that. But she really enjoyed fixing the food and all for the families and all. One of the traditions we had, I'll see if anybody else did that. But on Thanksgiving night, way back then, we always drawed names. There were so many of us then. And I miss that tremendously because there's just not that many of us right now. But they would draw names rather than everybody getting everybody. Of course, now everybody would buy Mama and Papa's presents, but everybody else would draw names, and then you would see whose name you got. You really wanted to unfold that thing, see whose name you got, see what you're going to get them for Christmas, and then with Christmas, we'd open the Christmas presents. So, did anybody else draw names on Thanksgiving night? Yeah. I don't know that anybody draws names anymore. Do they? Yeah. And be honest with me, did you ever draw one and then try to swap it? be honest with me. Did y'all hear me? They still draw names? So that's the other people's done. I mean, yeah, sometimes you'd open up one, you'd go, I'm a swab. Not all the time. Most of the time, people are real easy to buy for, but there's always that one, you know. You get them. Okay. All right, while we're talking about that, of course, we're getting into the holiday season. And of course, this is church, and you have to be real, real honest. You don't have to force your opinion. Did you ever re-gift? Have you ever opened up something and it looked familiar? You find yourself getting into patterns, too, when you buy things. It's, buy some, you know what they sort of like or something. They open it up and they look at it and you look at it. Did I get you that last year? Well, it won't hurt to have two. I'm thankful. Every year. Yeah. It's the thought that counts, brother. Not the gift. All right. Okay, anybody else? Wonder how many they got downstairs? Not many. No, I want them. I don't want to cut them short or anything. But I was just going to have a word of prayer. As we've already prayed. Go back for a second. Oh yeah. And the way they did it, the way they did it at my mother's, everybody was sitting there. Of course. And she had a dining room and then the kitchen. And I don't know where this happened, but the men would sit in the dining room. And the women would eat around the kitchen table or anywhere else they could find. But then after we went back, nobody sat down. Everybody would stand up and eat. Stand up and eat, let it go down, I guess, But it's so funny how things like that were just commonplace. And I'm on, almost see that kitchen right now. I might have still have a apron. Quite a bit. Go around it now. Just proper parade. And it was Katie bar the door. And some of them would, you try to go around the table like this, and then some would go this way, and they'd get to laughing, cutting up, you're cutting line, you're going wrong. Kids always got fed, the little ones, they always made sure. It's, like I said, bacon meat. Well, at one time, like at my mother's, everybody couldn't get around the table. Christmas, everybody piled into the living room. Even before that, Betty's mother, Granny, lived in a little old bitty block house. Talk about kids sitting in the floor, sitting in laps and things like that. It was them. I to this day I don't know how. Well, all right, we'll have a word of prayer. Wonderful. Well. I know we've already taken requests, but anybody else, any special requests? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come tonight, love you and to thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for those who have come tonight, God, and for the wonderful time of fellowship that we had. Reminiscing and thinking about the wonderful Lord, and pray tomorrow that we'll be a blessing. Family, well, faith. God, we do pray for those who are sick, those who are suffering. Pray, God, for Sister Linda. Pray, Lord, that you let that infection go away. Pray, y'all, Alan. God, God, and for those who are traveling, pray, Lord, on them, guide them, and direct us. Lord, as you see, all the prayer, glory, ask your blessings. Amen. We love you all, and have a happy Thanksgiving.